This is Brother Metter, and as I was exhorting to you in our last broadcast, that we are entering into a new dispensation. And in that new dispensation, that new generation, God is revealing Himself in a new way. He's doing a new thing. And my mind always goes back to what it was like under the law before that John the Baptist came and stood preaching to repent and to be baptized in water for the remission of sin. That brought a complete change to the way the Jews were worshiping. It brought a complete turnaround. People had never heard of this. People had never seen this. Well, you go back and check every generation that God has brought in and spoken something new in it, and it's brought a change. I remember back in 98, the Lord gave me a vision of Joshua. I saw Joshua in the first chapter of Joshua, and it was the first verse. And the Lord spoke to Joshua and said, "Moses, my servant, is dead." And I was watching this in a vision, and when the Lord spoke this to Joshua, he turned and looked at the tabernacle of congregation, which wherever they set it up, there was a pillar of cloud on it by day, and a pillar of fire was on it by night. When Joshua looked at the tabernacle, the pillar of cloud was not there, and there's never a mention in the scripture again of the pillar of cloud or the pillar of fire abiding on the tabernacle again. So here Joshua was. He had followed Moses for 40 years in the wilderness. The word of the Lord to Moses had guided him. The pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire had guided him. And now everything that Joshua knew to be God was gone. It was no more. The word of Moses was not there to lead him. The pillar of cloud was not there to lead him. The pillar of fire was not there. So Joshua had to know God for himself and learn God's voice in a brand new way. And this is a day that God is beginning to reveal himself to people in a new and a different way. And I don't know what your past experiences are, and I don't know where you've come from in God or what your relationship with God is, but God is taking us into a different realm. There is a new dispensation. There is a new generation. There is a new working of the Spirit of God, and we've got to learn God's voice and God's leadership in a brand new and different way. People have gotten settled down. They've got complacent. They've got an ease in Zion. And even people's dedications and in their relationship with God, they've gotten so complacent, they've gotten so comfortable with how they pray and how they go to church and what they do. And what I believe is people have just got bound in a form of religion. I don't believe that you can come in a church and start a service the same way every time simply because God doesn't manifest himself the same way in every service. He don't reveal himself in the same way. The needs of the people aren't the same. And if we really want to find the mind of the Spirit and be led by the Spirit of God in our worship services, then we're going to have to come in, and we're going to have to get in prayer and stay in prayer until the Spirit moves us. You know, you go back to Azusa Street time. They came to prayer and they sought God, and the Spirit took over, and the Spirit moved on the vessels, moved on the individuals, done what it wanted to do. But there were many days that God's people were in prayer 4 and 5 and 6 and 7 hours. Then they would leave, get some rest, come back and go to prayer and do the same thing again day after day after day after day. But people today, they'll complain, "Well, the service is too long. I don't want to be in church that long. I've got other things to do. And I don't think God requires that. And I don't think God requires this. And I don't think God moves like that." Well, it's not what you think. It's what God is drawing his people into.
And then back at Azusa Street, God visited them 5, 6, and 7 hours a day in prayer for days on end. Who are you to say that's wrong? Who are you to say the services are too long? Who are you to say God doesn't move like that? He's moved like that before. So for us to find the mind of God, we're going to have to give ourselves continually to prayer and the ministry of the word. You ministers that are full time out there, you don't need to just get up of a morning and study and pray an hour or two and then spend the rest of the day doing what you want to. I just listened to a prophecy from back in 2017. You can find it on our YouTube channel. I think I reposted it on our Facebook page, worldrevivals.org. I think it's been reposted. But God spoke on August the 18th, 2017, about ministers coming to prayer of a morning, of an afternoon, and an evening. It's time to find the divine will of God. It's time to seek the face of God. And it's time to learn to be led by the Spirit of God. That doesn't mean that let the Spirit of God tell you to go downtown and eat breakfast. That means you allow God to lead you into dedications, into new disciplines, into new ways to seek Him, into a new season of prayer. And we are entering in now to a new season of relationship with God, where the Spirit is going to talk to you different. It's going to lead you different and guide you different. If you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, it is going to begin to purge the world out of you. Being conformed to the world doesn't mean how you dress on the outside. Being conformed to the world means that you're still full of bitterness, envy, strife, jealousy, division, and you've got evil working in your heart. That's what being conformed to the world is. But God said if we would seek Him, if we would give ourselves wholly unto the Lord and present our bodies a living sacrifice, you can find this in Romans 12, I believe it's 1, 2, and 3, that He would transform us by the renewing of our minds. And if we've ever needed our minds renewed to break tradition, break doctrine, come out of religious bondage and begin to worship God afresh and anew, it's now. I pray this word puts a hunger in your soul and a fire in your spirit. May God bless you.